You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Due to the numerous damaging wildfires throughout the state of California, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen traveled to Sacramento to meet with Governor Jerry Brown. She also toured wildfire damage. Here are the edited words of Department of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen.
The scenes are truly heartbreaking. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Homes reduced to piles of ash, fences replaced by caution tape, scorched vehicles in the driveways. It really looks like a scene, unfortunately, out of a devastating adventure movie. But for many families here in this area of California and other parts of California, this is a reality. So I wanted to say my thoughts and prayers will continue to be with the victims, with their families, victims' families, and with the survivors. And certainly I want to thank, as always, and take the opportunity to make sure I do so, to thank all the first responders here, firefighters, police alike, and all those supporting the firefighting efforts from throughout the nation, and as was mentioned, from other nations as well. It was amazing to see piles of ash where a house used to stand, and within that, out of the ash, signs thanking first responders. The community clearly could not be more proud and more thankful of all the efforts at firefighting response and recovery. So I want to thank all of the folks here today. I want to thank the men and women of FEMA, our partners in California. And I wanted to just mention, I met with Governor Brown yesterday. Top of his agenda and mine are to find ways that we can better model this type of a hazard, and we can be even better prepared going forward. We really need to change all of our assistance programs so that we can get the assistance out ahead of the hazard and disaster to help communities be prepared and to mitigate. On Sunday, as was mentioned, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for California, ordered federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts. We at DHS and FEMA will be here and continue to support our colleagues and the men and women of the local area. While the full force of the federal government continues to support, I do want to spend just a few minutes talking about what we can do as citizens to prepare. It's truly not just a job reserved for someone who sits in a desk in a government building in D.C., and it's not just the job of the brave men and women who respond every day when the hazards occur. So in times of disaster, whether it's a storm that has been gaining strength for weeks or a wildfire that began overnight, emergency alerts are truly the most valuable resource. So first, I'd like to ask citizens, please do sign up for your community's warning system so that you're aware of the latest developments and notifications. For wildfires, as you know, early evacuation is key to protecting yourself and your family. Listen to local authorities, follow their instructions about evacuations, but please don't wait until there's a mandatory evacuation. Start thinking ahead of time how you're going to get out of your neighborhood or town. What if the roads are blocked? What if trees are down? What if your car is out of gas? This is the type of question and answer that we can all do as citizens to make sure we're prepared. So think about if you'll be relocating for an extended period of time, where will you stay? Do you have family nearby? Would you be accessing a shelter? And if so, do you know where they are? But beyond evacuating, it's important to consider how you'll communicate with your loved ones. We always all assume that our phones will work. Sometimes they do. Sometimes there are so many of us trying to use the phone that there's congestion on the system. So please think ahead of time how you'll communicate with your family, how you'll find them, and where you'll meet. Create a plan. And this is the important part, practice. Once you have that plan, whether it's evacuation or how to communicate with your families, practice and make sure the muscle memory is there so that you all know what to do in the time of a disaster. Keep extra water. You hear a lot about this, but it's important. Water, non-perishable food items, and a battery-powered radio. These can be the difference between a life-saving act and a truly difficult disaster. Make sure you have fire extinguishers in your home and that each family knows where they are and how to use them. Expect them periodically. I know I myself from time to time have to replace them. That's what you do. They don't last forever. Make sure that they, in fact, are ready in case you need to use them. Also, look at your insurance policy. I'm the first to say that insurance policies can be quite difficult to understand, but now is the time to look at it, to understand it, ask the questions, know what's covered, know what's not, and know where you will need additional assistance. You might consider photographing or videotaping your belongings in your house so that you have a very good catalog of what you have in case you need to know that during a disaster. And last but not least, spread the word. You know, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your coworkers about steps that they can take and you can take together to make sure that your communities and families are prepared. The task, I know, can seem intimidating. We at FEMA are here to help. I encourage everyone to visit ready.gov to learn more. And certainly with respect to California, there are so many resources that the state and local communities provide. One is www.readyforwildfire.org. You will find some wonderful resources there. You can also download the FEMA app. It has, among other things, a customizable checklist of emergency supplies, maps, other things you would need. So I want to close by thanking all of the dedicated federal, state, and local first responders who are working very hard to help communities continue to respond and to begin recovery. And make no mistake, the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA will continue to support our partners throughout the response and recovery efforts. I encourage families around the nation to begin to prepare now for whatever the threat of tomorrow might be. And I want to thank the heroes who continue to respond as I stand here. I also want to thank the press who's here. You do play an extraordinarily important job, important role when we have these types of disasters in getting the word out, making sure that the communities understand how the fire in this case is acting, where it's moving, what they need to do. So I thank you for your role as well.